Hey, it's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, you've missed a little bit of a fun ride. We're actually having a good time this morning, Bob. We're just kind of bouncing all over. And
there's not even a brewer here.
Right. I know it.
To my chagrin.
Yeah, this is a non-alcoholic show this morning. But anyway, we were going to touch a little bit on seafood and particularly oysters. And this is something that I think almost the most important thing you can do with an oyster is make sure you get a fresh one, right?
I don't know. I used to say that.
Yeah, well, in my opinion.
Until Bob Dubisky gave me some frozen ones.
Really?
Yeah. And that's my whole point of this thing, and I should have mentioned that to you. I'm not wanting to contradict you, but I would have always said that. And then Bob gave me some frozen ones. And I got to tell you, I kind of held my nose. I'm like, I don't know. I know he's a seafood broker, right?
Right.
So I don't want to hurt his feelings. He was right. And I have a bunch in my freezer. You are going to eat some. Not today, unfortunately. Wow. But
you got me all wanting one.
You can get these. I think I think he sells them to like Meijer, okay. To be honest with you. But you can check in freezer case. You can find frozen oysters. But I agree, absolutely. Fresh ones would be the best.
Right.
I think it's hard to get if you're not on the east or west coast. Yeah. You got to really be on the east coast to get fresh oysters.
Super fresh, right. You get them jet fresh here in Michigan. They're a day old, you know. And that's, is you know, if they've been handled properly.
That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. And we've got a couple fishmongers here in our city that do a really good job with
Yeah,
it.
Have you bought them there?
Yeah, yep.
And they're good?
Yeah, there's a place called Fish Lads. We've had them on the show before,
right.
And they do a really good job. They had a couple stores here in town, and the reason I said that is the store that's over by me where I live, I just had some Wednesday night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they had them for a buck a shell
kind
of thing they were selling, and yeah, it was really good. Michelle doesn't care for them, you know. It's a
perfect
texture. Yeah, right. It's a texture, so guess that dozens me.
Yeah, I got a PB&J for you.
Yeah, right.
So I agree, fresh are the best. But this whole reason I chose this recipe is because I have some frozen ones, and I'm gonna try this. And this is not a new recipe. I've made this, but never with frozen oysters. So I'm thinking it's a great way for. I've got a bunch of frozen oysters. It's a great way to use them. And have you ever made oysters, Rockefeller?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever eaten them?
Yes, I've eaten them, but I've not made
them. Do
you
like them?
But I just like the raw ones, right? And you put a little lemon on there and a little cocktail sauce.
So you had oysters, Rockefeller, once, and the guy didn't do them right, so you just said, screw it?
It was in a restaurant, I'm sure. You know,
there used to be a place in Louisville called the New Orleans House.
Okay.
And it was 25 bucks, I know. There's two of them. And 25 bucks, it's all you can eat seafood.
Oh.
And this was back in the 80s. So it was pricey.
So it's $100 now.
Probably.
Yeah.
If they're even open. But they had a giant table full of oysters, Rockefeller, and they did them up well. And this recipe is a copy of what they used to do. So I think it's really good. It's a little different than some people. If you research oysters, Rockefeller, you'll find, as like with anything, there's all sorts of little variations and somebody says, oh, you can only do it this way or you
right.
can only do it that way. But this one is going to call for some garlic and freshly chopped spinach. Now, you might, depending on where you live, have a little tough time finding the watercress. If you can't find it, you can use chopped up green pepper and some green onions. It's going to need some butter at room temp. Some Progresso breadcrumbs, that's the brand I like anyway. A shot of Pernod, which is an anise-flavored liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
And you can substitute that with something else if you wanted
to. And you're making a batch of these. This is not for
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, you're going to make a batch.
Yep.
So, this will be a recipe for like a dozen, which would be a good trial run.
Right.
And then I'll put this on the website, or I'll have our web guy do it. But it's got hot sauce, fennel, rock salt. You lay these shells on rock salt on the pan. And I'm going to do it in the smoker because I want to smoke them up a little bit.
Sure. And they take smoke very well.
Beautifully.
Yeah.
Beautifully. Because on top of it, you're going to top it off with fresh Parmesan.
Okay.
And some guys throw a blend of cheeses on. Some of them are really cheesy on top. I just like it, just a nice little touch of cheese, so it's so you can actually taste the oysters. You'll see a picture of these on thegrillingguys.com sometime Saturday. It's called Oysters Rockefeller. It's a fantastic way to serve oysters. Should you want to have something at your backyard party that you did on your smoker that you can bring out for that wow effect?
Right.
This, who serves you Oysters Rockefeller? I mean, you don't even see them in restaurants very much if right. you're a Midwesterner.
Right.
You know?
Yep. And with them frozen product, you can take it with you.
Very affordable.
Now, you're not going to want to thaw this out and do this tomorrow. You're going to want to thaw it out and do it and use them. Right? I mean, yeah. they aren't going to hold in your refrigerator for 3 days after they've thawed out.
No, you want to thaw them and use them.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And typically when you get these, you'll get the shells all together and then the oysters are in a frozen block. So what you have to do is you have to thaw that block of oysters out first, just in the fridge for a couple days until you can see that they're breaking up. Cut it open, rinse them off, rinse your shells, place each individual oyster on a shell, and reassemble.
Take them home. Yeah, right.
And this is a great recipe. If you don't think you like oysters, by the time you try this, you're gonna probably change your mind because there's just enough extra goodness. You once told me, I think, that you did not like escargot.
Right, I don't. It's the thought of it. It's just the thought of it.
You know,
snails, man.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Oysters Rockefeller was created by someone in New Orleans, and I can't think of the name of the restaurant anymore. It's a famous place. I was there a few years back. But I think it was created there, and I believe the legend is that this was come up with by somebody that could not get, there was like a shortage of escargot, and there was a regular on their menu, and it was hurting them. So they came up with this, and they called it Rockefeller because it's so rich, and he was the richest man at the time. It's turn of the century.
Right.
And he was the richest man in the country at the time, and this was so rich that, you know, somebody made a comment about that, and right. it just stuck.
Sure.
But it's sometimes kind of cool to find these little backstories, but if you have a better story than that, hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys.
Or the real one.
Yeah. Because that's the best I could do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You had me.
Yeah.
Most
it's a
of the way.
No, it is. It's yeah. a. That's the way I remember the story. And it. I'm sure it was New Orleans.
Stick to it.
And
it's your story, baby.
I can't think of the name of the restaurant, but you could probably check it out online, maybe Wikipedia or something like that, if you can believe that.
Right. A real man can tell a story. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, real man can tell a story, and he can tell man law. Today's man law. Any man that's old enough and is not in the military should at least support the troops. Even if you don't agree with war, they are your countrymen fighting to protect you, and you should show them your support.
You know, that is one of the easiest things to do.
No brainer.
It's an absolute no-brainer. I have not served our country, but those that have, I have the utmost respect for, because they're willing to sacrifice everything so that those of us that haven't been put in harm's way like that can live this wonderful life. And you get a couple knuckleheads like Barbecue Bob. He's a veteran. I'm not, but we get to do this stuff.
Yeah, but right? You support the troops. You've helped with the GI Barbecue.
Right.
I'm sure you're very respectful to every veteran you see, probably more so now that you've gotten involved with GI Barbecue because you've had more exposure to the grunt life.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Those people pay the price, and just like the rest of our first responders, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's a special agent in the FBI, and I still have a picture of him in a faraway country, donned in black on top of a mountain with a really cool little machine gun with about 15 of his troops with him, and those people were in harm's way.
TV, baby. That's the real deal.
No, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
And if you've never heard a bullet whiz by your head, good for you.
Right, yeah, you never want to do that. Coming up next, we're going to close the show with a thing called a caveman steak. If you are getting ready to go on your little 4th of July camping trip, you're not going to want to miss this, because if you bust one of these out at the campfire, you're going to get noticed. Stick with us. We'll be back.